Well, praise God. We welcome you, and I'm going to turn this call over to our hostess, Miss Tiffany, and God bless each and every one of you this morning. Miss Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Robin. Thank you very much. Good morning. Good morning to each of you, the Master's Morning Call listeners. We welcome you on this magnificent Monday morning. We know that God is doing great things because you have dialed in this morning to meet us here to greet the Master on the Master's Morning Call. So I bless God for each of you listeners from all across the United States who have called in to join us this Monday morning on the Master's Morning Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I live here on the West Coast where it is 5:01 a.m., and I greet you with kingdom greetings on behalf of the Master's Morning Call. The founders of this call are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they say to you, we hope that you would have a super fantastic Monday, a super fantastic week as you give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. So if you are dialing in to the Master's Call for the first time, then we welcome you, and we invite you to text a friend or send an email or just send a shout-out and tell someone to join us on the Master's Morning Call. The Master's Morning Call, the scripture reference that our call stands on, can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So that tells us that we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we know that everything else he will add unto us because we seek God in the morning with our prayers. Our mission statement for this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, accepting God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. So we welcome you once again to the Master's Morning Call. And if you would like to send in an email with a prayer request, email with, you know, any concerns, email stating that you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this line, then we invite you to use our email, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to go back and listen to any of our messages that we have so graciously archived from the beginning of this call, the interception, the birth of this call, which would be October the 25th of 2010, which we're already embarking upon a year for this call, then you can visit us on our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. So you can visit that website anytime that your soul or your heart so desires. That website is available to you. And the playback for these calls can be you could call in to those within the hour following the call. That would be to the same number that you dialed into. The only numbers that are different are the last four, which would be 712-432-1085, and you will use the same PIN code, 957-677-pound. So once again, we greet you with kingdom greetings on this mighty, mighty, marvelous Monday morning. And we thank God for each of you, the Master's Morning Call listeners. At this time, I would like to ask Robin to come back to the phone and open us up with a word of prayer. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord God, and we say good morning, good morning, good morning to you. For you are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. And we thank you for this day because it's a day you've made, Lord God, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be alive on this mighty, mighty Monday. Father God, we thank you for the founders of the Master's Morning Call, Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for the host, Lord God, Dr. J. and Tiffany, Father. And, Lord God, we thank you for each and every single person that is on this call, the prayer warriors, Father. and the listeners, Lord, and the speakers, Father God. Father, we thank you for the founders of Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that their steps are ordered by you. We know that you have surrounded them with men and women who are filled with integrity, Lord God, and who put you first in everything that they do, Lord God, to ensure that everything that you say, Father God, will be done in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you for the mighty woman of God, Father, as she comes forward this day, Lord. We thank you because we know that the word will be rich. We know that the word has been downloaded into her, Father God, to be imparted into each and every single one of us, Lord, so that we can continue to be doers of your word, Father, and not just the hearer only. But we choose to make it happen according to your plan and purpose for each and every single one of us, Father. And, Lord God, I thank you that the airway, I thank you that the phone lines, I thank you that there will not be any type of distractions this day. The word will come forward, Father God, clear. There will be no hindrances, Lord, because the enemy's scheme and tactics have been inoperative and disarmed in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you and we bless you for this day, and we glorify you because you are our King. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Ms. Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Robin, for opening us up and clearing the highways for the word from the master. We definitely glorify God on this call. We give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory because it is due to him. It's not due to us. So we bow down humbly before the master, and we seek his face. We seek his voice. We seek his presence on this call this day, and we give glory to God. So truly, you have just dialed into the master's morning call, and we welcome you with Kingdom greetings. We thank you for joining us. If you are an artist distributor, I actually say if you have not visited your back office this past weekend, then shame on you. No, not really. Yeah, yes, really. Shame on you. Do not go to your back office because artists is on top of it and they keep on rolling out more and more things to us. And if you do not take advantage of what is given to you, then how will you expect to succeed? So I invite you today to go to your back office. This is Monday. So go to your back office and see what promotions are there, what promotions that may not only bless you, but they may be able to bless someone else. So you never know, but if you don't open your mouth to share what you have, then how will someone know? So go back and look and see what Artists International has put on the table for you. Today is August the 15th, which means that we have 16 more days for the end of this month. So make sure that you do what you're responsible to do and check your back office today. And if you have not contacted someone in your downline, your upline, then I invite you to do that too and find out what is going on in Artists. And for you who are not an Artists International family member and you're saying, what is she talking about? Then I say, get in touch with the person that invited you to this call and ask them, what is Tiffany talking about? What is Artists International? And how can I be blessed? So I invite you to do that today. And once again, I thank you for calling in to the Master's Morning Call. And I am actually going to move myself out of the way and open the floor for our wonderful, wonderful WOG. And what is a WOG? That is a woman of God. This is a mighty woman of God. This is a prophetic anointed woman of God. She hails from Dallas, Texas. Sometimes she's in Prairie View, Texas, but I'm sure wherever she is, she will be coming with the word from the Lord this morning. So I set the floor and make room for her, and it is an honor and a privilege for me to be able to introduce and bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I am. I appreciate you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, for hosting the call this morning and letting everyone know what's going on and exciting in the Master's Call family. and our Artists International family. Warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Before I get started, I need to make just two quick announcements so that we all can pray, because one of the main mandates of this call, and we will pray again at the end of the call, but I did receive a call on Friday, and most of you know and love Minister Kathy Washington and breaking the spirit of average, Joseph Washington. Well, unfortunately, Joseph's mother was killed in a car accident on this past Friday. So we're asking you to please lift up the family in prayer. Spoke with Kathy, prayed with Kathy and Joe late last night, and just continue to keep the family in prayer. Asking you to, you know, not to do so much phone calling, but if you want to text, she said that's okay, but most important to pray. And also on the national news, we are excited, and she's been on the line many times, several times ministering to us, and that's our Diamond President, Reva Timms, Minister, Pastor Reva Timms. Well, Pastor Zachary Timms went home to be with the Lord also this weekend, has an awesome ministry there in Orlando, Florida. So please keep Pastor Reva Timms and their children and the entire church families in prayer. And we, again, will lift them up at the end of the call. But wanted to make sure, for those of you who did not know, to pray, because the prayers of the righteous, especially in these kinds of seasons, availeth much. So, again, we welcome you and thank you for being a part of this Master's Call this morning and every morning. So many of you all tune in, and there is a word from the Lord. I encourage you to get your pen and paper, and I want to talk this morning, as with me, I'm always, my spiritual prophetic ears are always so sensitive. When I hear things again and again and again, I know God is shifting me and pointing me in another direction. And today I want to talk about something that he had been saying to me, especially over the last couple of months: step out your comfort zone. So today I'm going to speak a message entitled Stepping Outside the Comfort Zone, Faith in Action. Stepping outside, let's personalize it, stepping outside our comfort zone, faith in action. And the subtitle in WOW, he reverberated in my spirit, is faith sees when feelings do not. Wow. Faith sees when feelings do not. You know, I've often said and remind us of that simple scripture that Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:7, that we walk by faith, not by sight. And so many of us say that all the time, but we want the true rhema of it to reverberate in our spirits today, that our feelings, we know hormones, whatever, can be all over the place. But the faith of God can stand at an alpha and see through the annals of heaven to the promises of God at your omega. See, faith can stand when all hell is breaking loose around you, literally. And in the midst of the storm, the peace of God, and you don't even know where it's coming from, that surpasses all understanding, sees the promise of God. So we're going to talk about that journey, that process this morning, stepping outside the comfort zone, faith in action. Faith sees when feelings do not. From faith to the fruit, from the message to the manifestation. Let's talk this morning about some rules of engagement for the journey. Let's talk first about from the message to the manifestation, us doing our part. You know, I always have to remind myself and the body of Christ, the word is so clear, we have to first do our part. Then we can expect with great anticipation and expectation for God to do what we cannot do. So under from the message to the manifestation, doing our part, the three keys I want to talk about. First, we must say only what God says about us. We must say only. I said four-letter word we don't want to hear sometimes, but we want to flesh out, go off, do everything else. We must say only what God says about us. I know you don't feel like it, but yes, you're the head and not the tail. I know you feel like, oh, you just got a TKO in the Holy Ghost, knocked out, the wind out of you, confused, overwhelmed, but Revelation 12:11 says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And sometimes it feels like, God, you put too much on my plate. I'm out of my comfort zone. I don't see a way out. That's when Philippians 4:13, yes, 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 I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We must only say what God says about us. See, we must be willing to pull from the spiritual realm into our present reality, standing on the authority and the anointing in the Word. See, our opinions don't destroy yokes, only the Word of God. And too many times we spend and waste time with our commentary, what we feel, what we think. Only say what the Word says about you. Romans 4:17, calling those things and be not as though they were. Okay, your reality is a mess right now. But with prophetic eyes, see what God is going to do. You know, the world has it down. Motivational circles have it down, telling you what car, dream car you want. Put it on your refrigerator. Make up a dream board. You know, have your affirmations. But long, long, long time ago, in Romans, the word says, call. Your words are anointed. Your words have to be full of faith. Call those things in into your circle of manifestation. Call those things and be not. It's not like that now, but I'm calling it in the name of Jesus. Secondly, on doing our part, the message you receive must be based on the word of God. See, we're going to sell it what God says about it, but it better be in the word. The message you receive must be based on the word of God. So if it's a promise, if it's a dream, if it's a prophetic word, if it's an unction in your spirit, it must line up with the word. God is not schizo. He is not holy schizo. Sometimes we get a little confused, but he's never confused. God is not double-minded. He will not contradict his word. So God sends a message and a mission, a mandate to us that will require our faith in him and the discipline. That's not a cuss word. The discipline to walk it out. See, we have to develop godly habits that strengthen our faith muscles. The gym of life, we have to work our faith muscles. Challenges will come at us. Fiery darts will be hurled at us. But our faith muscles have to be working at all times. See, daily we have to produce an anointed atmosphere. How do we do that, Dr. Vanessa? How do I produce an anointed atmosphere? What does that mean? Well, let me help you this morning. See, anybody can activate the atmosphere as a believer in Christ by practicing his presence. I love when I was in seminary at Oral Roberts, and Tim Story, evangelist Tim Story, came and spent a lot of time with a few of us and really, really dwelled in us the importance of practicing God's presence, of evoking the literal presence of God in a room, in your space. And he talked about and taught us, according to the word, open your mouth and open up your mouth and praise him. Open up your mouth and worship him in song. Worship him in scripture. Tell him how much you love him. Talk to your daddy God. Tell your Jehovah how important he is. I didn't say think it. I said say it. And activate the atmosphere. You can also produce the anointed atmosphere by stirring up the gifts that lie within us. I love how last week when Minister Amber told us to lay hands on our stomach, and she prophesied to stir up the gifts inside of us. There's some dormant gifts and talents. There's a dormant anointing that wants to come out of you, where when people see you, the very countenance of God oozes out of you. And then that other way I just said, by praise and worship with an attitude of gratitude. See, because when praises go up, literally, really, the miracles of God come down. Our daddy God loves for us to come to him and not just always need something, but just to come to him. You know, as a parent, you just, you know, it doesn't always feel good when only time your children talk to you is with daddy I need, mommy I want, mama do you have this, or mama can I have that. You want them sometimes just to say, mom, I sure appreciate you. How much different is it with our Heavenly Father that when we just praise him, we enter into that selfless realm of just thanking him with an attitude of gratitude. We have activated the atmosphere. And then third, under doing our part, daily rehearse the message like it's already manifested. See it already done. Faith sees the omega, the end, It's standing at letter A, and it sees letter Z. Operate like it's already done, because it is already done in the spirit. And we are doing our part to ensure that it manifests in the natural by having a mindset focused on the message and the mandate from God. In other words, walking in his perfect will. And we know in the Hebrew, perfect means mature will. See, in Romans 12, we all know it, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, in us activating the presence of God, speaking his anointing word, that isn't just for the prayer warriors. That's every believer's reasonable service. You should do that because you call yourself a Christian. And then verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of us need a checkup from the neck up, an attitude adjustment. We're out of our mouth. You know, I talk about this often. This Monday, this week, go on a good news fast. The only thing that's going to come out of your mouth is things that are edifying, that are positive, that are good, that you're not going to be a vehicle that says anything but the goodness of God. And with that, transforming by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove is test, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Daily rehearse the promises as we develop a godly mindset, mastering our thoughts, daily feeding our faith. Feed your faith, starve your fears. Hear me, feed your faith and starve your fears. Well, how do I do that, Dr. Vanessa? Quoting the word of God, saying the affirmations of what God says about you. I tell you, have church all by yourself. You'll get the spirit inside of you stirred up so that it will pick you up. And then your eyes by faith will begin to see the impossible as possible in God. Daily feeding our faith as we feed our mind with a diet of affirmations, decreeing and declaring to the atmosphere the perfect will of God. That's what he wants out of us. We've got to do our part. We've got to make sure that every day we're doing what he requires us to do. Every day we're saying what he wants us to say. We're lining up with his will for our life. See, that first part is so foundational. Before we can go any further, we want to make sure in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit that you're understanding you have to do your part. Wow, I got three things here. So we're going to try to get through the second one, which is from the message to the manifestation, protecting your dream. It's three responsibilities that God dropped in my spirit for protecting your dream. We're talking about that journey of faith in action. See, first, never forget that this is a real war, and the devil does not play fair. His job description has never changed from John 10. He's a thief that's come to steal, kill, and destroy. So why are we all shocked and surprised when he does exactly what he is built to do? When a snake is a snake, you're not surprised that it's a snake. See, don't be paranoid, but always position yourself for purpose. And how do you position yourself? Make sure you're operating with God ideas and not just good ideas. Because God is not sanctioned, is not obligated to protect or provide for just the good ideas. He's only obligated for his ideas. See, many of us in the body of Christ, we are busy, but we're not productive. Let me say that again. Many of us are busy, but we're not productive. God gave me that rain check on my own life years ago. Saying, I don't need you to feel good because people say, oh, I don't want to keep you long because you're busy. You need to go through that things to do list at Ben Franklin. Are you productive? Are you effective? Are you keeping the main thing the main thing? That set somebody free right there today. See, put on your spiritual safety belts and get your mind ready. Be battle ready. Have a mindset that I know that I'm in a war. I know the enemy is trying to kill me. He does not like me. And I'm not going to be paranoid because that same word of God tells me in 1 John 4, verse 4, greater is he that's in me that he that's in the world. Greater is he, the paraclete, the guide, the counselor, the Holy Spirit is greater inside of me, the Holy Spirit of all of heaven is backing me up, and it is much greater than any demonic force or attack in the world. So my mindset is ready. And then Ephesians 6, every day I'm going to get dressed for battle. Don't be a spiritual streaker. I've taught this for many years, even on this call. Get dressed for battle. Get your feet shed with the gospel of good news. Don't be one to help grow the gossip, always out causing confusion, talking about things we have no business. You know, let your loins be girded about with truth. Reproduce truth in others. Wow, let's spread the good news. Let's talk and reproduce healthy situations, healthy, godly habits in our lives each and every day. The breastplate of righteousness covers your heart, your emotions, because folks will hurt you, and can't nobody hurt you like the folks you love. Put on your breastplate so that when those words are hurling at you, you know it's just the enemy unfortunately using somebody I love. Put the helmet of salvation on your head so it doesn't stop the bird from flying over your head, but it keeps him from building a nest of mist and confusion. You know, some folks, when you hear them call, you know, they call it with some drama. They call it with, girl, did you hear? And somebody ought to be calling with some good news sometime. And then it talks about the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart. See, again, when the fiery darts hurl at you, it's not if, it's when they are. Let the faith of God answer. And then the proactive piece, put on that armor of God so that you and I can be girded up and ready to defend anything that comes at us. You know, I don't say it braggadociously. I say it because I know who I am in Christ. When I hear myself, I say, devil, take your best shot, because I'm prayed up, fasted up, and I'm ready. And I am not going to flunk this test. I am not going to miss this divine appointment. I am not going to get out of position because God has given me a word and given me a mandate. And I'm going to stop there and finish this up next week, because I want us to get this burned in our spirit that we know who we are, but more so we understand whose we are. Yeah, God is stretching some of us out of our comfort zone. Faith in action. Faith sees when feelings do not. I'm going to ask now for Minister Amber to come back on the line. And before you go to Minister Willa to pray, I want you to give it back to me. We're going to do something just a little different. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Dr. Vanessa. Am I calling Amber to the line right now?
No, I was looking for our co-host who wanted to come on this morning and say something to us. Are you on the line? I don't see her on the board.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
There she
yes.
is. All righty. Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Okay. Good morning to the Master Call listeners. I thank God for the Master himself today and for all of his goodness, for his kindness. I thank God for Pastor Vanessa and the Word. I tell you, the Word is the Word, and God does allow us to be in positions and places whereby we are stretched. And I tell you, it reminds me of the word that says, there is a season for everything. There is a season over in Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. And sometimes we don't understand these different seasons, and we get stuck where we are. Solomon knew quite a bit about this law of timing, and he tells us there exists an appointed time for everything under heaven. And then he goes on to list several examples: birth, death, planning, reaping, weeping, laughing, and the list goes on and on. And for those of you who don't know, August 1st, I retired from a 25-year career with Uncle Sam as a chaplain in the U.S. military. And I also buried my husband of 35 years of not just a marriage, an extraordinary marriage, as I have taken time to evaluate it a little bit. So one thing this scripture lets me know is we don't control the timing of most events. The best we can do is to just recognize the timing and move in it. It is our responsibility to recognize God's timing and not to try to change it. I wish that I could sometimes change and bring David back, but then in the same breath I say, oh God, I wouldn't want him to have to go through this again. I know he is in a better place. I've got to go where he has gone, so why call him back? It is our responsibility to accept and cooperate with God's timing. And now it is my responsibility to cooperate, to accept that this is the timing that God has for me to begin new things in my life. And I don't understand it, but it's my time. I know it's the season. And our alignment with God's timing makes a great difference. Sometimes if you don't move when God say move, you miss out on God's timing. And God has made everything appropriate in its time. And one thing that God has used me for throughout my 25 years is to pioneer. I have built churches and given churches away with finances, members, and property. God has used me in so many different ways, I know that I'm a person who goes in and lay foundations and move on and that sort of thing. I don't know what this season is going to require, but I know that it is going to require me listening intently and understanding, because we can do nothing better during our lifetime than to rejoice and do good according to what God would have us to do as he is communicating to us about his time and what we are supposed to do during this time. So I want to say to you morning listeners, to the Master Call listeners, that my season for hosting this call is over. God gave me the vision for the call. I talked to Pastor Vanessa about the vision. It took us a long time, as far as I'm concerned, for us to really get it going, but I believe that we have done what I'm supposed to do. I believe I'm to gift. We need to know when to move and when to gift people and to say if somebody else need to pick up this ball and carry it, you know, and run with it and do. So the vision that the Lord gave was that we have a master's call whereby he is always center. And I thank God for that. And it is a ministry. When you hear her come on and talk about the deaths that we've got to pray about, we got to pray close to, about people who are close to us. It's a real ministry. It's not something that you just kind of jump up and do. It's something that the Lord dropped in your spirit to do. And I didn't rest too well after I heard about the Washingtons and Reva Thames last night. And I didn't rest too well because, you know, I am a prayer warrior, but I know right now God has given me time to rest and to get new instructions. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be listening in and pulling up the computer when I can and listening, you know, to the call, listening to you. I thank God for Pastor Vanessa. Don't go out saying nothing other than what I've said, that the season for me in the call right now is up because God is calling me to a new place to do some new things, and I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what it means to be a widow. I've never been one before, and nobody has ever given me any lessons on it, and I haven't even taught on it myself. I don't know what it means to be one. I don't know what it means to live by myself. I never have. I don't like being by myself. I don't know what this call and season is in my life, but I know I need to be intently looking up on to God and hearing what he has to say. So the time is up, and if it's all right with you all, I would just like to do a farewell prayer this morning because I do know one thing for sure. The Word of God is the Word of God, and it is true, and it's nothing we can do about it, but walk it out and wait on him patiently. I thank God for Pastor Vanessa and for what she has done with the call, is doing with the call, and I know that the Lord has a real call upon her life to love his people, to care for them, and to minister to them. And I thank God that I leave the call not under a guise of offense, hurt, pain, nothing other than, God, this is my season for you, for me and you, to really get it together because I need to hear a word from you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you this morning with all who love you, and I believe they love me. I believe that you, God, have a plan and purpose for each of us. And God, when we either complete that plan or purpose to a place where we are unclear about that purpose, God, I know that it's time to just stand still, be quiet, and rest in you. And so I just thank you and I just praise you, God, that you are giving me a clear understanding about what I'm to do day by day. And people talk about living day by day, but moment by moment, hour by hour, and really putting my ear to your mouth and hearing from you. God, I thank you for each person on this phone. I thank you and I praise you for the diligence of those who rise early according to your word and seek your face. I thank you. I thank you. And I just praise you for it. I thank you and give you glory for all of the answered prayers that have come forth during this time. I thank you and praise you for the challenges that we are confronted with even now, whereby we are to bear the burdens of others who have gone through situations of death and grieving and just being so hurt by not understanding your move in our lives. God, I know that you're a God who heals broken hearts. You said it in your word. You are God who never leave us nor forsake us. You're a God who never allow us to truly be lost. It feels like it sometimes, but we are not, because we are in your hands and we are the apple of your eye, and therefore you never take your eye off us. It's just that we feel it, and you told us not to walk this life by feeling but by faith, that know that we are your children and that we belong to you. And so this morning I said, thank you that you are our Father. Thank you that you are our provider. Thank you, God, that you are sovereign God who knows all things, and all things are in your hand. We are in your hand. So we ask that you continue to bless the leadership of this call and Pastor and all of those who are surrounding her, the inner circle that you are building for her. I thank you that the main thing will always be the real and main thing, and that is you, Master, cover this call, and that you, Master, are the one who will ultimately say what will go and what will not go, and be Paul, we thank you for a good foundation, Lord, and now it's time to build and to build a strong structure of prayer whereby folk can get up in the morning and run and know that, hey, there is some safety here and there are some true, true, powerful prayer warriors as Amber and Tiffany and Robin and the list just goes on and on, Lord, for those who have been faithful. And God bless and keep the prayer warriors, because the prayer warriors are truly the pillars for inner ministry. I thank you and give you the praise for it. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you in this manner, Lord. And I am open. I am empty. I am empty, Lord, for you to fill me again. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. I thank you all so much, and now I turn you back into the hands of Pastor Vanessa. If I sound sad, know that I am, and it's okay. That's an emotion that's associated with grief. If I sound lost, know that I am. That is another emotion that is associated when you've lost someone who you love dearly and has walked with you. And if I sound sad, I find myself in a new place that I've never been before. So I know that the cloak of sadness will not rest on me long, but I've got to just go through that stage. But I am happy that God is still speaking to me on a daily basis. So God bless you. Go forth and do great things. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. I just want to end the call with, again, as she said, we love you, Dr. PK. We are here for you. We will always be praying for you. Praise God that he spoke to your heart and birthed this vision, and I'm humbled and always honored that you came to me out of all the many people you know for us to birth this together. And as we've journeyed, I know everybody on this call hurt your heart and respect your obedience to God in this season, and we will endeavor to make this vision grow stronger and stronger in this call, stronger and stronger each and every day. So with that being said, to our entire Master's Call family, we'll lift up all of our people who need prayer. That's each and every one of us in our special prayer request. Definitely lift up our visionary co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we encourage each and every one of you all now to go out and submit and obey to the call of the Master on your life. Be his minister in the marketplace and his kingdom builder. Blessings to each and every one of you, and look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Thanks again so much, Dr. P.K. We love you so much. Bye-bye.